you tell a little about yourself?
I'm Eric Shumanandi from India.
I was born actually in London, England.
I'm a journalist by profession.
I'm 20 years old and I'm a student of physics. My dad, who taught me the art of writing.
Listeners Special.
In the name of God, the compassionate, the merciful, Salam, dear listeners, and welcome to this week's Listeners Special on this Sunday, June 28, 2020, with me, Atefa Erfani. Listeners Special is a Sunday program where your views matter most. Contact us and tell us what you think about our broadcasts. If you have any messages for our listeners around the world, then record your voice and send it to us and get your voice heard. Remember, Listeners Special is your program. It's your views that are important. And as usual, many of you have taken the trouble of sending us reception reports. As you know, these are very useful to us, especially to our technicians and engineers, because these reception reports enable us to provide a better service to our listeners throughout the world. All of you who have sent in a reception report will be receiving a QSL card from us. However, in this situation, sending QSL cards or any other material on behalf of IRIB English Radio has been temporarily halted due to the global outbreak of coronavirus. Yet, we are waiting for your reception reports and lots of gratitude to those of our listeners who have kindly sent us reception reports, including Mizanur Rahman from Bangladesh, Andrew Kuznetsov from Latvia, and Salish White from India. Kind consideration, you know, it was your kind consideration. Many thanks for it. Many thanks for your support and commitment. Mizanur Rahman, Andrew Kuznetsov, and Salish White, thank you very much for your reception reports. And here I read out the names of those of our listeners who have sent us emails and letters, including Carlo Giordani from Italy, Assis Hernando from Spain, Ivan Zeleny from Russia, Salish White from India, and Patrick Travers from England, and many others, which here I just mentioned some of their names. Many thanks, all of you from around the world. After a short break, I'll be back with your kind emails and letters. Here I'm back with your kind emails and letters. First of all, we start with an email from Carlo Giordani from Italy. He says, "Ciao, my friends at IRIB English Radio. Glad to hear from you. I'm still listening to IRIB English Radio. I'd be very happy to receive a paper QSL card from your site, as I'm not a collector of QSL cards, but I'm a collector of sounds. Tonight, I had the pleasure to listen to your program, and I really enjoyed it. I'll be happy to hear from you soon, Carlo Giordani from Italy. Thank you very much for your email. And it was a nice suggestion regarding QSL card. You know, sending any material on behalf of IRIB English Radio, as I have mentioned several times in our programs, is temporarily halted because of the global outbreak of COVID-19. After this virus is over, we will be back on the track and send you QSL cards and other materials, including postcards, pennants, stamps, you know. And this track would resume soon in the future, after the COVID-19 is over, actually. Thank you very much again, Carlo Giordani from Italy. And from Spain, we have an email from Asis Hernando, who says, thank you very much for your reply. I appreciate it very much. I personally prefer to collect paper QSL cards. It always makes me happy to receive a letter from far away with a postcard, stickers, calendars, etc. However, I have an idea. Why don't you establish a system by which you send only some of your QSL cards by email and some of them by paper? Let me explain. The first QSL to a person by paper, and after that by email until, for example, the 5th or 10th that you send again, one on paper again. It would only require a simple database of people requesting. Please give it a thought. I hope to receive a letter from you. I hope it's not too late. Thank you very much and have a nice day. Asis Hernando from Spain, lots of gratitude. Thank you for your email and thank you for your nice idea. It was a nice suggestion. We will think about it. Okay, after a short break, we will be back with other emails and letters from our dear listeners. This is Listeners Special and I'm back with an email from Patrick Travers from England. Patrick says, I found listening to your English broadcast this evening very interesting and enjoyable. I would be very interested in learning more about your broadcast and I would welcome any information. Please, will you send a program schedule and pennant or any other publicity manual? Patrick Travers from England, many thanks for your email. Thank you for your positive vibes, positive signals. As you said, you found our programs very interesting and enjoyable. Patrick, tell us which programs you like the best. We would be very happy to hear from you very soon in the future. And regarding your request about sending pennant, program schedule and publicity manual, I have to tell you, sending any material is halted temporarily due to outbreak of coronavirus. Actually, on behalf of IRIB English Radio. But we are waiting for your emails and letters in the future. And as I said, tell us which programs you like the best. Thank you again, Patrick Travers from England. And from India, we have an email from Sailesh Vaid who says, I happened to hear your program a while ago. The reception was quite clear. I really enjoyed listening to your informative program. I was also happy to notice that Iran is making great progress in health systems. I thank you for your producing such quality programs. And I would look forward to listening to many more quality programs on your radio station in future. Sailesh Vaid from India, warm thanks to you for your really positive email. You know, it was your support and commitment to IRIB English Radio really makes us, better in our paths to continue what we are doing. Tell us which programs you like the best. Tell us your views about our programs. And many thanks for your compliments regarding the healthcare system in Iran and our country. Thank you again, Sailesh Vaid from India. Here we have a quite long email from Russia from Ivan Zeleny. Ivan Zeleny says, hello to all IRIB employees and Iranians. Thank you very much for your reply. The transmission of radio signals in the short and medium waves is getting better every day. And the broadcasting of the Islamic Republic of Iran sounds even louder and cleaner. Many people, including myself, really like to learn about traditions, crafts, life, architecture, sites, poetry, and cultural events in Iran. I'd like to listen to more cultural programs, more Iranian folk music and poetry, as well as information for tourists. In that case, more and more people will be able to visit Iran and see everything with their own eyes, rather than learning about it from propaganda, hostile television and radio programs from those who do not respect the culture and traditions of Iran. The cinema of Iran is also very interesting because the films have a very deep meaning, and they're usually about the lives of any person who lives not only in Iran, but also in other parts of the world. I watched several old Iranian films directed by Abbas Kiarostami in particular. Therefore, if possible, please tell us more in your programs about the latest in the film industry of Iran. It's very good if you can send electronic QSL cards, because there are times that letters practically do not reach your regular radio listeners. Therefore, the idea of sending eQSL is just great and less financially costly and faster. I wish all IRIB employees all the best and success. Ivan Zeleny from Russia, lots of gratitude to you. It was great. You told us your views about our programs and our broadcast, and we are so happy that you enjoyed our programs regarding the country of Iran. As you said, you learn a lot about Iranian tradition, crafts, life, architecture, and poetry. We try our best, to show more programs about the country of Iran. And, your compliments and your support and commitment let us, do better in what we are doing. You said you enjoy Iranian cinema. We try to broadcast more programs regarding Iranian cinema. And it's really interesting that you know exactly about, our directors, as you mentioned, Abbas Kiarostami in particular. And regarding your suggestion about sending QSL cards, as we have mentioned several times in our programs, sending materials, including QSL cards, is temporarily halted on behalf of IRIB English Radio because of the global outbreak of coronavirus. Ivan Zeleny, thank you again for such a nice email. Do keep in touch with us. We are waiting for more emails from you, Ivan Zeleny from Russia. And dear listeners, now it's time for this week's interview, which is conducted with one of our regular listeners. We hope you'll enjoy it.
Okay, my name is Ibrahima, you may mention. I finished from the International Institute of Journalism here in Abuja. That is the headquarter of Nigeria. And also I make studies. I study in Germany, I study in France, and I study in some parts of African countries. I am not actually a journalist. I'm working with a radio station here in Kaduna, and I also send reports to so many other radio stations around the globe. Well, I must say my kind of job I do is that I have so many things I do, take part-time lectures. I give to some of these part-time university, and I deliver lectures on French and German language as a part-time lecturer. And I have so many activities that I used to do. I'm a presenter in a radio station, and then so many other things. The English service radio station, firstly, I must tell you the fact that I attach and I cherish, firstly, the style of the presentation that is coming up from the broadcasters. I first listen. It's my orientation that I have to even at the Institute of Journalism. When I used to approach my lecturer on the style of news I used to hear from the English service, it's quite different from our own local radio station here. So I am adapted to the radio station, that is the Iran English service, because I learned so many things with them, and as such, I put it into my practice before I became a senior reporter here. So it really helped me because I listened to the style of the presentation first, and the presenters are always, I don't know how they organize their reporters, but it's something that I just discovered. I always learn something from their reporters, the style of the presentation, the way they organize the room. But I must have to say that I discover most of the news is basically Arab region reports and the news always within the region, and some parts from the Africa, little, but sometimes from Asia, little. But the much of the news is emphasizing mostly on the region of the Arab, most especially Iran. I must say I learned so many things from that radio station. I must say big thanks to them. I keep on listening because I benefited so many things from them so far. Big thanks go to all the listeners, fans, love all over the world listening to International Radio of Iran. Big thanks to you, and I just want you to know that Iran Radio remains one of the untouchable and reliable, best information circulation, best in all time of news discovery, the first always to bring a breaking news, ready to give you all whatever I would. My best regard to all go-to listeners all over the world. I wish you the best, and I wish you keep on listening to this best radio station. Best is what I give you, and the radio is ready to give you the best. This is my message to them.
And here we come to the end of our this week's listeners special. Until next program, goodbye. Listeners, here we come to the end of today's listeners special. Until next time, goodbye.
Listeners, your opinion is always important to us. We invite you to spend just a few minutes writing us a letter or sending us an email. We'll be glad to hear from all of our listeners who have any questions or comments about any of our programs. Our postal address is IRIB English Service, PO Box number 19395-6767, Tehran, Islamic Republic of Iran. You can also send your emails to EnglishRadio@irib.ir. That is one word, EnglishRadio@irib.ir. Please visit our website at www.pasttoday.com/en. Our phone number is 00981-2201-3720. Once again, our phone number is 00981-2201-3720. Our profile is also in Facebook. Our address is www.facebook.com/pasttodayenglish. Thank you all for being with Arabi English Radio.